This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
We are the Grillin' Guys, and it is 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday from 9 to 11. Today we're in studio, and Jop is off, and he is being replaced by the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Press in Rockford and now in Grand Rapids down on Monroe Center. And I think you've got a store in maybe Ann Arbor and one in Plymouth, Canton?
Plymouth, Michigan, in Birmingham, Michigan.
Oh, Birmingham. You're not in Ann Arbor.
No.
Okay.
No.
My mistake.
Close, though. Plymouth is close.
Yeah, real close.
Yeah.
Actually, I prefer Plymouth when I'm in that area.
Plymouth's a neat town.
Yeah. You know, everything costs less because when you go into Ann Arbor, they just drill you for everything.
You bet.
You get a parking ticket in Ann Arbor, $40.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's off the chain over there.
You just had to pay for an illegal alien to go to school.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Did we tell everybody that we're forming a grilling club yet? I don't know.
I think you should repeat it.
We do want you folks to hit us on Facebook with your ideas. We got some people checking in with us right now. But hit us with some ideas because we want to get this thing going. Shasta's motivated me this morning to make sure that this thing gets off the ground in February. We're going to have our first meeting in February, and one of our sponsors is going to get the lucky pick, whoever has the best place to build a bonfire, because I'm thinking we need to have a bonfire. I'm kind of thinking it should be at Schmoe's because they have that outdoor beer garden.
That's, yeah.
We could do like a fire outside and then go inside. They've got tappers.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
See, and I think all the women out there that are worried about being cold, you know, you might have a great turnout for something like that.
Well, are you saying women get colder than men?
Well,
that's kind of a sexist thing.
Do we want to go there this morning?
Kind of a sexist thing, isn't it? I don't know. I think you're right. Absolutely. But, you know, this show is all about making your food taste better, making your grilling time a success, maybe making you a hero in your backyard. I think enjoying life to the fullest. That's kind of what our mission is here, to eat healthier, save money on fine food, and help give you a tasty hobby. So we want you to appreciate the finer things in life, and we want to teach you to grill like a pro. And that's what we're here for. We do a lot of work all week long to bring you stuff that it just might sound like silly dribble and, you know, just some crazy words coming out of a couple crazy guys who have nothing better to do on a Saturday morning. And you're not far from the truth with that, but there is a lot of research to this dribble. So in the next hour, we're going to tell you what's going on in a couple of weeks. The Grillin' Guys are going to take you on a trip and come along and ride on this fantastic voyage. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.